BDZ Mobile.
Yeah, I
see. Good morning, WABPD.
Yeah, I see.
Good morning, Jack. WABPD.
Good morning, Brian. I'm on my way there. I don't know if you're going to be there or not.
I just left the house. I'm on my way. I'll be there in a couple minutes.
I'll see you there. I'm here at 19 Mile and the Quinder.
Well, the one good thing, your truck will be warm. Mine won't.
I started it. Well, I got in, started it with a little chilly, but now it got a little bit warm.
I only got 2 more miles to get there, so it'll just be getting warm when I get there. All right, Jack, we'll see you when you get there.
We'll see you there, KFADIC.
WABPD.
KFADAW.
Good morning, Richmond, WABD.
Good morning, Victor Delta.
We're at your illustrious McDonald's grabbing a quick snack, heading towards the Armada Estate.
Aha, I see. Well, good travels, and I hope you get a lot done over there.
Us too. Today we're meeting with an agent. Hopefully it goes well. And if not, we gave it the college try.
Copy that.
And I hear a choo-choo train. That can't be good. Could you call your people and tell them to stop the train till we get across the tracks?
Now, see, if you were Tom or I, you'd pull over off to the Grand Trunk Road there and park and watch the show. It's a feature, not a bug, but, you know, you do you, Willie.
The G-scale, so I can get ripped. That's full scale, and depending on how many engines is how long the car is going to be, how many, cars are behind the engines. So if there's two, there's probably about 60. If there's one, maybe about 30 to 40.
There he is, the railroad expert.
Well, I miss the engines. I can see the cars, though. One car, two car, there's a red car, there's a flatbed, there's another flatbed, there's a red car. We got lots of cars.
Sounds silly. At one, it sounds like he's probably moving about 25, 30, because you're counting the cars pretty fast. Two, put your vehicle in park, and it makes the train go shorter. KUCA-KGL.
Oh, now that's hilarious, but true.
I think you're telling a story.
No, I do it all the time. Try it.
Okay, it's in park, only because I want to eat my french fry.
Hey, which direction, out of curiosity, towards Canada or south?
He's setting what I would say would be north.
Okay, is he heading towards where the where those little fences are, or is he heading into the woods?
I say he's heading into Port Huron.
Alright, he's moving pretty fast, so he's probably not really fully loaded, and he's going into Canada, so empty load, moving pretty quick, shouldn't be that long.
Look at that, you were right, the gates are going up. Okay, our TSA, PSA for Richmond is all done for the day. WAVD. So now I have to put my car back in drive, right, Tom?
If you don't want to block traffic. And do any of you know of a coin collector or expert in coins and vintage bills?
Last one I saw, and I don't know if he was an expert, but he was kind of a coin aficionado, was that little flea market type thing there in New Baltimore, right there by the Kroger store. But Marion says she thinks they're gone.
Yeah, that's the same thing with the Pree's Hobby Shop. They're long gone, too. That was here in town.
Okay, I'll research. I wanted somebody reputable that's, not going to lie through their teeth kind of thing just to get a bill. So, and the missus says hello to the missus there, the CEO, Wally.
Today she is the CEO because my signature's worth nothing today. It's all her signatures.
Well, we have to do breakfast one another day. Get him involved and who else wants to occupy those seats up there in or down there in Richmond.
We got a geek meeting. In February, one of the Sundays in February. We've already decided the location. We just have to pick a date. Excuse me, my cough is back. We just have to pick a date.
Yeah, I doubled with Wally there, but same spot. New Haven, I forget the name of the restaurant there, but that's the one you know, Tom. Downtown, it's new, And by the way, you're on your HT, right? Coming into the Richmond. You're sounding good.
Yeah, I'm on the DM32 playing around with it while we're going through all of Mom's jewelry and Melissa Pumps. So, just going through it all and checking stuff out. I'll send you a couple pictures of it, see what you think. So,
look it up on eBay.
So along those lines, are we supposed to be saving our pennies now? I don't know what to do with this because I normally try to get rid of them.
Okay. So I'm going to find a somewhere that's reputable and give me a better price. Or even collector. I can call my old boss. Maybe he knows.
My $2 bills are in and I just drove by it. This is me. Just reminded me.
Go see Miss Sarah at the PNC branch and see if she got you a pack of new ones. If not, if they're old, flip through and see if you see any red seals.
Okay. Well, she called me on Friday. Said that they were in.
Copy that. She'll have them at the counter for you. Just gotta walk in. They usually have a greeter out there now at the front door, side door, whatever it is.
For what they pay on the interest of their savings accounts, I imagine they could probably afford it. It's almost criminal.
I'm telling you, if Macomb Schools, or I guess it's Michigan Schools and Government Credit Union came up this way, I would probably change.
Why? Because of the interest in the savings account?
Yeah, correct. They have better rates, and there's just no reason to have two. The only reason I have two is because you kind of need a branch in town. There's not a credit union one in town. But it was funny. I was over in Ann Arbor, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and sure enough, right there by the big house, there's a Michigan Schools and Government Credit Union. It's like, how did they get one, and we don't have one up here?
That's kind of a rhetorical question, isn't it? Marion used a bunch of ball words in the school, word school, versus Richmond has no college. So, I like PNC, don't get me wrong. Every time I've ever had a complaint with them, or somebody charged me something or anything else like that, they always instantly credited me and made the other person prove it was theirs. I even had one time one of the sports channels tried to rip me because I was trying to catch the kid's games when he was playing high school, and they instantly credited it back. So I don't have any problems with their customer service or their way about doing things. It's just that how they can sit on money like that and not even pay a point or two, you know, especially the way things have been the last couple, 3 years. 0.05? Come on, criminal. Tom, you still there on that Chinese radio?
Yes, I am.
Well, what's your stand on credit unions versus banks?
I don't mind them. I think they're a little bit more hassle. But personally, I don't mind them. When I lived on the other side of the state, I had one forever. They were always really fair about loaning money. Back when, you know, you had to borrow money to borrow a car and everything else like that, we always went to the credit union because they always had the best rate. And also, if you had a few bucks in their savings account, they would always pay. You know, they wouldn't pay the top dog, you know, what you would get at the, you know, the big institutions like Chase and stuff. But, you know, they were always kind of fair, so I always thought that much. But, you know, if you wanted an ATM or something like that, it was always kind of a pain in the butt. So,
But if one of them did move closer, I would probably migrate some money there if they paid, you know, a point or two. Believe it or not, it adds up fast, even with a small amount. It adds up fast. Go ahead, Tim.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, I agree. Of course, I've had it for years. It's the teachers and government workers. So it's Michigan schools and government. So those guys that were there just all started off back in 82. Had it ever since. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I wouldn't move to a credit union if I didn't have my check going in there. As it, I think, better APR, and I think you get more return on savings. Except I got $5 over at Community Financial, and it's still sitting there in my savings account.
Hey, Wally, I should know this, but where's the GMARC repeater at? 443.075. Boss says there's a ARPIS net for D2 on there, two times a month, apparently.
I am not sure on that one. That would be a question for Paul or Sean. I'm sure they would know the answer to that one. I don't know. If I had to take a guess, I would say it's up in the Renaissance Center. That's the one that covers most of Southeast Michigan really well, but that would purely be a guess. Sean, you listening? WAD. If not, boy, they salted the heck out of this Armada Ridge Road. It is literally just white with powder.
That's why you should always get the undercoating when they try to upsell you.
You know, actually, car manufacturers suggest against that. I don't know why. I don't know if it's that they're really being sincere or they really want your car to time out quicker. Marion says the second. What do you think, Tom? You think that they're being sincere, or do you think that they're trying to get your car to age out quicker?
I think the second. That's Melissa's opinion on it.
I guess there is an argument out there that the manufacturing process takes care of that now. Who do we got out there? Brian, BPD, he should know.
Brian must be working just passing the Armada Fire Station, North Avenue, heading towards beautiful Blake's. Turn right at Blake's.
All right, and also, Wally, congratulations. Just got word, next time you see the boss, you will be a level one. Congratulations. N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, I talked to Matad this morning. He was confusing me with all of the emails. So he's at work, but he was able to get a couple words in edgewise on the Zello box, Zello, whatever it's called. He said, dude, you're confusing me. Said, is it or isn't it? So he kept going, you know, back and forth, meeting yes, meeting no, meeting yes, meeting no. And then he said he was going to send out an email and clarify it for all of us. So it is at Mike's house on Monday.
Copy that. Too bad it's not a neutral location, but okay. And also, just we're going to have to clarify in future, is it a board meeting or is it just a leadership? But that we can take care of that off the air. Yeah, copy that. Tom, you still there?
Hey, CK Joe. Yeah, I'm still here. I just sent you a picture, Tim.
That's one of the things that I suggested to Dave to put on the agenda, you know, like maybe we do 1 month up by us, you know, our office or what have you anywhere around there, and then next month do the meeting down by Mike, or just constantly do a neutral location. You know, it all works out in the wash anyway, but, you know, finances come into play too. So, you know, it's definitely cheaper at my office and at Mike's house than any other place. So, with that, guys, I have to step out. I'm on Cape Heck Road, almost to where I'm supposed to be, so, and our business person is there. So, with that, 6-7s and 7-3s and all those other numbers, depending on your age, you guys be good. I'll chat later. Tim, finish it. W-A-D-D.
Go ahead, Greg. Oh, that was just your call. Never mind. You have a good one. Hope you get stuff done. And Tom, taking a look at it, the top two are definitely something to look at. Maybe the middle left one, the one on the right bottom, the two bottom ones, probably not so much. But the top two, ooh, yeah. You got to get somebody to look at those. NHWRO.
Sounds good. All right, I'm going to go finish doing what I'm doing here, and I'll be in and out, but I'll be monitoring. Somebody's going to get your final. A-J-O.
Copy that. I'll be probably listening most of the day as well. N-H-W-R-O, Richmond, clear.
W-D-8-K-L-L.
W-D-8-K-L-L-K-F-A-D-I-C.
Kilos.
Where's lunch? Cam's Buffet in Fort Gratiot.
Little too far for me, but sounds good.
I bet you did the Pontiac thing today with the group, KCKQ.
No, today is the Saturday breakfast down by me. Tomorrow is Pontiac.
Oh, gotcha. Where'd you guys decide to go tomorrow? In Pontiac or Oakland?
I'm not sure what town the place is. It's like 12 in Orchard Lake. We've been there several times in the past. It's like that's where we're going tomorrow. Scramblers, if you know it.
Oh, yeah. I know where that place is at, 12 in Orchard Lake. Yeah, there's the Leo's right there, too.
Huh, just seen a sign, a billboard that said Gun and Knife Show at Lakeside Mall, and I didn't catch anything else as far as when. I'm going around the loop here to get on 53, but it ain't popped back up yet, and I can't watch no more.
Yeah, it's at the old Sears store. I forgot what day it is.
Ever been? Is that any good?
No, I've never been, but I think my buddy Brad is interested in it.
I find that, you know, a good old school gun knife show is, they're fewer and farther between. The one they used to have there out at Rock Financial, whatever they call it now, I don't even know, I can't keep track. That one used to be pretty good. You know, nothing really hankers back to the good old days. Goodman's Gun and Knife, but, you know, that's the internet, you know, destroyed everything. But that one that they have out there at Rock Financial, or whatever it's called now, that one was always pretty good. And, you know, some of them are pretty lame. And it just all depends. But I haven't been to a gun and knife show in a long time. Might be worth putting on the agenda.
Yeah, I've never been to it. I've been to a ham swap. I forgot where it was at. But, yeah, Rock Financial used to be the Novi Expo Center.
Yeah, and I think it's something else now. I don't even think it's still Rock Financial. So, I don't know. I can't keep track.
A suburban show place.
Right. Yeah, that's what it is now, I think.
Yeah, if I see the sign again, because I'm going to be getting on the freeway, I'll let you know what it shows. So I'm heading to Port Huron. But I'm still in Richmond.
Well, I just did the roundabout at 18 and a half in Van Dyke. I'm on the Mound Road connector. So I am heading the opposite direction.
You're heading back home. And our antenna looks nice in Richmond.
I got a phone call I have to attend to. Anyhow, I yeah, pretty much heading home. I might stop at the grocery store, pick up a few things. Don't need much. Mostly snacks and things. I gotta get back on my low-carb way of life. So I gotta find some things that fit that bill. That, and I may grab a bowl of soup. To be specific, Vietnamese Pho. They got a great place on the way home, so. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Maybe a grocery store. Stop for a bowl of Pho. Life is good.
I'm going to go get Chinese because I'm hungry. And the Gun and Knife Show is January 17th, 9-5, and January 18th, 9-3 at the old Sears department store at Lakeside.
Well, there you go. Just passing Schrodex Market here. I've only been there once. It's all right. You can't beat the Polish market there on 15 in the Quinter, in my opinion, though.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is Schrodex as good as the Polish market? I still favor the Polish market. I haven't been there in years, but I think they just have better food over there.
I haven't been there enough to say, but the one time, I don't know, but the time I was there, let's just call it once, I did a little looking around and peeking, and I just didn't like the, you know, the selections and the prices. The place was clean and nice, and they had a really nice looking deli counter and all that, so I suppose I can give them a try, but they seem to lack the things that would draw me to a Polish market. You know, that that they definitely have at 15 in the Quinter. You know, the other one just north of there, what is that, Dudex or whatever, what's the one just north of the roundabout? I've been disappointed a few times there. I've gotten some lunch meat that was like going when the guy got home and unpacked it. It's like, what the hell? So I've just been turned off to that place in general.
Yeah. I don't want to do anything like that. And Melissa's partial to the Polish market herself, so they got good pickle soup.
Pickles. Reminds me of dill soup. Mm-mm. Or borscht. Their borscht is good. They have a vegetarian borscht. I've thrown meat in it just to kind of, you know, but I find it's just as good without.
Okay, what would be better, ground chicken or ground beef in the borscht?
Pork.
Okay, ground pork. All right, I got to get some. Anytime I'm over that way, I'll stop off there and get a thing of borscht.
You can throw anything you want in it, but you definitely do not need to throw any meat in it. I was doing that pretty religiously, but... now I just take it straight from the container, and it's, you know, I mean, I know it sounds, you know, a little vegetarian, but it's just borscht, you know, and, you know, some borscht has meat, some doesn't. I was kind of used to it having ground pork in it growing up, but it's just about anything. I've thrown, I remember one time I went to the hot food section, and they had a meat rib. I said, oh, give me one of them. That was like fork tender. I just broke that all up and threw it in there. Yeah, it's all good. Who can complain about meat?
All right, now you got Melissa and her brother drooling over the borscht with ground pork. So that's definitely something I got to pick up next time I'm over there by the mall. Grab a nice big bucket of it.
Yuppers, yeah, they do it pretty well. And it comes in, is it quarts or larger? I'm not sure if it's larger than a quart, but it's like $7.99 for the great big container. Not sure if it's a quart or more. It might be a little bit more. And I usually get two really hearty meals out of it. So you might want to buy a couple. And depending on how many. And then if you bolster it up with the meat, then, you know, you get more mileage. So, I mean, chicken would be good too, right? You know? Beef, just about any meat. Good grief.
Okay, now I got another meal plan now. Thank you very much. Everybody's talking about borscht in the car.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Mama Culver Truck would love that.
Yeah, I gotta check out that Vietnamese place that he's talking about, too.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of really, really good Vietnamese in Madison Heights. It seems to be like ground zero for Vietnamese restaurants. And my favorite, too, one of them closed, turned into just kind of a millennial-type noodle place. So I'm disappointed because they were really good. They were my second. And I used to like to mix it up, go to one, then go to the other. Now I got the one, and I hate going anywhere else because hers is so good. but it's right there, almost across the street from that Ramshorn restaurant on the corner there between 12 and 13. It's called Fa Thai, and they've got really good Thai food as well. If somebody just want to try the Fa, they've got really good Thai from what I'm told. I highly recommend anybody that goes there if they've not tried it to try the Fa. I've not ran into a disappointed customer once. Every time I've introduced somebody to it, they were like, "Holy cow, they're regulars."
Oh, definitely got to try it. My brother's just tried 168. I guess he's got good meat. And I'm going to get my PhD. So, I'll be your final, but I'm going to check those places out. Thank you.
Yep, you're starting to crackly and poppy, but I go to 168 quite a bit. And I don't know that they have traditional Vietnamese pho, like I've never seen it on the menu, but they got a lot of really good food. I love going to that little spot back there. But they expanded. I haven't been there since they expanded. All right. Have fun. Drive safe. Enjoy your trip. W8FU.
Richmond bound again.
Coming up for dinner in AWRO.
Gotta meet the kids and the grandkids at the pub, Hamlin.
Now you're talking.
You're welcome to join us if you're lonely.
Oh, appreciate the invite, but I guess I'll pass tonight on that. I do tend to go there quite a bit. Yeah, it's nice. A little pricey, some say, but nice.
I talk about pricey. We went to 900 degrees last night, the little tiny place over there in Shelby Township. They're pretty proud of their stuff. It was pretty good, but they're proud of it. W8ED.
You know, there's a nice Italian place, and I'm not going to remember the name. It's in Romeo, very close to that street that does all the decorations for Halloween and stuff. But it's not a big place, but, man, they have good food. Definitely an Italian place.
Yeah, we've been there. Little niche place. Reservations only now. Even though it's a little niche place, Italian food's real good. It's got kind of like a wood oven or something of that nature. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, sir. That is the one. Man, was that good. I'd go back there again. The part of the family, we do a little supper club when they're in town. They're all half of them in Florida now, so I'll have to wait until next year, but we do a little supper club, and that was on the rounds.
Marion said it was called Nostalgia Pizza. That's the same place? No, it's not? Oh, all right. All right, never mind.
Hey, Mike was okay with switching to the library, so he'll probably be putting something out shortly.
Okay. That's fine. Whatever he's happy with. We discussed it, so. Just wanted to make sure that, we weren't doing somebody wrong.
Yeah, I should have upset the apple cart there, but Dave left it up to him, and he said, go for it. So we did, and the only way we get it is because of the 501c3.
Well, that makes it nice. That little piece of paper is going to mean a lot. You know, the same thing with that grant paperwork. That's one of the qualifiers, government or that.
So that net apparently is going to be on the GM repeater, and it's D2. I don't know. Apparently it might be Oakland County spearheading it.
Was that real powerful one? Top of the antenna, that one?
Yes, sir, it must be. GMAC Detroit, 443.075, and then they have VHF. Apparently they're tied together, I guess. 145.210. And for whatever reason, I don't have it in any of my radios, so that's what I'm going to have to do tomorrow.
Just a code plug. You should be able to lay on the wet. The golf course is really crowded tonight.
Yeah, that was another one on our supper club. Well, I'm glad to see that he's busy during the winter because there was some debate on whether he was going to stay open.
When he had his little store in New Baltimore, downtown New Baltimore, he was always fairly busy, too. We used to go there quite often, and then I think he gave that one up and moved most of it up here. So the food was always pretty decent.
Again, there only one thing they're missing would be like a nice open hearth fireplace right in the middle of that place for the winter months. That'd be nice.
You know, the roads are a tad slick here, and I'm driving my 3/4-ton truck, and this little car that I'll bet you doesn't weigh 2,000 pounds is riding my tail like you wouldn't believe. If I stopped fast, he would drive right under me.
Copy that. Be careful. There's all kinds out there.
Too bad Ray moved on. I just pick up the phone and call Ray.
In the old days, I could key up Station 5 for you from my desk, but not anymore. I gave that one away.
In the old days, I used to be able to key up Station 11.
Ah, yeah, that rings a bell.
Yep, I was either 12-0-something or 11-51, depending what I was driving.
Well, back in the day, 11 was for plates, and 10 is dispatch, main dispatch. But things have changed so much now.
See, the county numbering was different. Basically, now they say county. Of course, that was the west side of the state, but they used to call it Station 11, which was basically county, Van Buren.
If you want to go back far enough, back in my college days, it was Station 40 for center campus, and then just playing radio for south campus because I think the boss at the time came from Detroit, and that's what they used to call their dispatch. NAWRO.
WABD stepping out. I'm destinated. Talk to you soon. Change your mind, you know where I'm at. WABD. What's a significant other?
Copy that. May the Hamlin treat you well. NAWRO, I'll be clear.
There's no parking spots.
down by the farm store or the other side by the UPS store. Be a little bit of a hike, though, when they're busy. In AWRO.
Later, WDD stepping up.
Anybody awake? W8R.